With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writers Thomas Chastain and Mary Higgins Clark were having dinner one evening at the small but elegant Bella Vita restaurant on Manhattan's Upper East Side. They began mulling over an idea, the possibility of finding a round table somewhere and meeting with other mystery writers to talk about the craft of writing. Thomas Chastain says the owner of the Bella Vita pointed to a back room.
It was a round table there. We asked him if we could have our meetings there on the first Tuesday of every month.
Thomas Chastain, who is best known for his hit The Revenge of the Robbins Family, says he wanted to keep the group small, 9 writers, and he wanted those he thought he could learn from.
I really do have a theory about writing. I think that writing can be learned. I don't think it can be taught, but I think it can be learned.
In fact, Chastain says his whole life has been spent in learning how to write.
I constantly want to find new ways of doing things.
This is where book packager Bill Adler enters the story. Adler likes to come up with an idea for a book, find a writer, and sell the whole package to a publisher. He spoke with Chastain over lunch one day.
He said, I think that your group ought to put a collection together. The title would be Murder in Manhattan, and each of you write about a different section of the city.
The roundtable liked the idea, and the members started writing short mystery stories set in various neighborhoods of Manhattan. The result? A delicious collection of corpses, cons, and cops called Murder in Manhattan, published by William Morrow. In addition to Chastain, the other contributors are Mary Higgins Clark, Dorothy Salisbury Davis, Lucy Freeman, Warren Murphy, Bernard St. James, and Whitley Strieber. Thomas Chastain says it's clear why people like mysteries.
The writing of mysteries is very accessible to people. It's not difficult.
Murder can be fun if it's in the right place between the covers of a book like Murder in Manhattan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.